Nissan's X-Trail is a pretty common sight on Australian roads and around the world for that matter, and that's for good reason. It's an SUV that pretty much does everything right. It fits neatly between the smaller Quashqai and the larger Pathfinder. While many SUVs look similar, the X-Trail manages to have its own style, especially away from its sister, the Renault Koleos. Inside, it's actually very comfortable and roomy, leather everywhere, plenty of storage, and easy-to-use controls. The 2.5-litre comes with a CVT and produces 126 kilowatts and 200 newton metres, which is typically enough grunt for most buyers. Rather than excelling at any one thing, the X-Trail is pretty good at almost everything. And I guess that is why it's popular. It looks good, some say an acquired taste. It's full of comfort and safety features, as well as providing a smooth ride. It isn't for the adventurous, as the all-wheel drive capability is more suited to safety, and the towing is a little lacking. Overall, though, the X-Trail is a good offering in a very crowded segment. Priced from just over $45,000, plus the usual costs, it's good value as well. I'm Rob Fraser.
There's never been a better time to buy a new car, SUV or ute. But before you hit your local dealership, do a little research at carreviewcentral.com.au. Some of the latest reviews available include the 2020 Toyota Supra GT. You can also check out a review of the Mitsubishi ASX Exceed, the plug-in hybrid Hyundai Ioniq Premium, Toyota's new people mover, the Granvia, and from the same stable, the Toyota CHR Hybrid. Those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.